All right, let's switch gears to the MRMS bias interpretation, which is luckily much more straightforward. To do it, you need to compare two products side by side. The first is the radar-only product, which tells you MRMS's raw QPE output updated in real time. The second is the multi-sensor QPE. This product leverages radar, gauge, and model data for enhanced precip estimation. In most locations, it starts with the radar-only QPE and then applies a spatially varying bias correction based on gauges. Since it relies on gauges, this product is only created once every hour and currently has a delay of at least 60 minutes. To learn more, please visit the MRMS products course. Load the products side by side in a four-panel layout and make sure they are time-matched based on the multi-sensor product. When clicking through the frames, this will force the radar-only product to match the multi-sensor's hourly update. In this example, we see from sampling that the multi-sensor product pulled down the extreme values, meaning there was a gauge in that area that had totals less than what the radar-only QPE estimated. In other areas, where there are no gauges, the values remained unchanged.